The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Nayland Smith, after sending Dr. Petrie and Paul Sterling back into the underground laboratories of Dr. Fu Manchu, contacts Weymouth and asks him to broadcast Dr. Petrie's Formula 654 to Scotland Yard. After a close scrutiny of the beach and cliffs surrounding Sinclair de la Roche, the insidious doctor's stronghold, Smith and Weymouth prepare a raid. Weymouth returns to the police launch where he instructs the wireless operator to broadcast the formula. Shortly after, a cry is heard coming from the radio room. And upon entering, they find the wireless operator murdered and Petrie's formula gone. Smith confronts Fu Manchu in his study and learns that Petrie's formula is now in Fu's hands. And with the threat that Smith's life is forfeited, Fu Manchu orders Smith taken away and prepares to abandon Sinclair de la Roche.
Smith, I was afraid you'd walked into a trap.
Quickly, Petrie. What happened to Sterling?
I don't know. We were walking along the corridor when we heard Fu Manchu's voice. He said that he might spare us. When I looked around, Sterling had vanished.
Did you search for trapdoors?
Yes, Nayland. I searched these rooms thoroughly, but failed to find any trace of a hidden door. What does he intend to do with us?
I have no idea, Petrie. But prepare yourself for the worst. He told me himself that our lives are no longer of value to him.
My formula. Did you get it off?
I turned it over to Weymouth, but Fu Manchu was able to retrieve it before Weymouth had a chance to send it off.
Then Fu knows the formula for my remedy.
Yes.
What about Weymouth? Isn't he going to raid this place?
He'll raid when he hears two blasts from my whistle.
Well, perhaps he'll force an entrance if your signal doesn't come.
He might, but I doubt if he'll be in time to save us. Fu Manchu is planning to abandon this place, Petrie, and I'm convinced he'll do it. He certainly didn't have the appearance of a trapped criminal.
We must do something, Nayland. Here, perhaps the door can be opened. This is the control button. No? No, the doors have been locked again. There's no way to get out of here. The doors are steel. Wait a minute.
What is it?
This wall here slid back to admit Farlow Sui. Perhaps we'll be able to open it.
Let me see. Now, the mechanism must be on the other side.
Yes. If he's going to abandon these laboratories, he'll take us along, Nayland.
Yes, it's possible. But what's to be gained by that? I deceived him once. The second time, he'll know better. No, I'd rather be dead than join forces with that fiend.
I doubt if I could endure another experience like the last one. The only thing that saved me from the injection was my physical weakness after he resurrected me from the dead.
Weymouth sent a wire to Cairo. You see, he thought you were dead.
Lord, Karame must...
I imagine she's already in Monte Carlo, or arrived shortly.
Nayland, we must get out of here. I can't bear the thought that he might regain his hold over her.
What's that noise?
Oh, someone's either raising or lowering the section doors. It's happened once before tonight, and it means danger.
Listen.
Nothing. I wonder. These doors are practically soundproof, of course. I'll try the control button again.
Petrie! Close that door, quickly!
Eh?
We're trapped. The passage is held by thousands of insects, Petrie. Every single one of them a carrier of some dreadful disease.
But that means that he's gone, Nathan.
Yes, I'm afraid it does. And we are doomed. When Weymouth raids the place, he'll die a horrible death.
If we only had some kind of a weapon.
Oh, you can't very well shoot thousands of death-dealing flies, Petrie. What are you doing?
There is a way, Nathan. I looked through these drawers before. Here, put this on.
What is it?
Overalls, like the ones I'm wearing. They're used by chemists in dangerous experiments. And here are two glass helmets. I believe they can be attached to the overalls.
By Jove, Petrie, we might be able to get through.
Yes. Here, rubber gloves.
There's only one explanation. He released the insects before going, but I still can't see how he'll manage to get out.
Here, Nayland, here. Help me get this mask on. They're made of glass and cover the entire head. Now, this rubberized fabric here in front permits breathing and conversation.
Oh, I see. They can be fastened to the collar of the overalls by these buttons here.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Ah. Now, I'll help you with yours. All right. Put your trousers into your shoe tops and lace them tight. Remember, one sting is fatal.
I know.
Ah, there.
Now we're ready to face the terrors of the corridor.
All right. Come on, Nayland.
Wait, Petrie.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, breaking off a leg of this chair. It isn't much of a weapon, but we might need it.
Yeah. Good Lord, Nayland, look! That spider!
Yes, I've seen it before. It has a definitely developed brain. Fu Manchu himself took the trouble to tell me. I got it.
The section doors are open, Nayland.
Yes, I see they are. This way, Petrie. I suppose since he freed the insects, he'll also let the germs out of their cases.
Oh, good heavens.
First of all, we must try to find Sterling. Here, through this door.
Right.
Yes, I was right. Look, every one of those glass cases has been smashed.
It's horrible, Nayland. The floor is alive with crawling, slimy things.
I know the way from here, Petrie. This passage leads into the botanical rooms and the palm garden.
Have you noticed a cold draft of air, Nayland?
Yes. Seems to come from the palm garden.
What's that?
And that's the raiding party.
Look, Nayland. Most of the insects in here have died.
Yes. No doubt they can't exist in cold air. That's the reason so many of them were in the corridor in front of our prison. The things that are seeking warmth in the interior of the place.
Well, here's the palm garden.
As I thought, the windows up there on the galleries have been opened.
Yes, most of these delicate plants are dead already.
The stairs are over there, Petrie. Come on. There's Fu Manchu's room. At the end of this passage. If anywhere, that's where we'll be stopped.
Stripped of its furnishings, Nayland. How did he manage to take all this away in such an incredibly short time?
No doubt we'll find out, Petrie. Radio room is next.
Yes, the doors are open.
Smashed. All these valuable instruments. I admit I'm baffled, Petrie. Mm. Place is absolutely deserted. Where are the people that worked here? Where's Fu Manchu?
This is the stairway Sterling and I used when we escaped.
I know. We must contact Weymouth or Dubois.
Well, the door's locked, Nayland.
The control button is on the right side, Petrie.
Yes, sir.
Press down on it.
Ah, the dawn's breaking.
Yes. We're free, but we failed. Fu Manchu made his escape. Yes.
Put up your hands. You're under arrest.
What?
Dubois. What does this mean?
Monsieur Smith, I did not recognize you.
Oh, the masks, Petrie. I'd forgotten.
Oh, yes.
Here, take this thing off. Well, what are you doing here, Dubois? Why didn't you stay on the launch?
I left Pierre in command and tried to gain entrance here. I discovered a path leading up here.
Where's Weymouth?
Forcing an entrance at the front of the house.
Did anyone leave the house from this direction, Dubois?
No, Smith. No one has left Saint Clair de la Roche. It's covered from the land and from the sea. I played the searchlight on the beach immediately after I heard your signal.
My signal? I gave no signal.
Perhaps Weymouth, Nayland.
Oh, yes, that's it. Are you sure no one left the place, Dubois?
Absolutely.
If the place is deserted.
What?
Part of it is infested with plague flies and other horrors. But we didn't find a trace of a human being anywhere. We must go back, Petrie. Are you fit?
Yes, Nayland.
Send a man around to contact Weymouth. We'll meet in the Palm Garden.
The Palm Garden?
He can't fail to find it.
What about the flies, Nealon?
Oh, no doubt they're dead, Petrie. I don't think that Dr. Fu Manchu's campaign was ready to open. It depended, I believe, on climatic conditions.
Perhaps you're right, but I think we ought to take precautions.
Petrie, there's something wrong here. A big household doesn't disappear into thin air. Come on, I'll find out how he got away if it's the last thing I do. As I thought, Petrie, fresh air has killed the insects.
Oh, this is ghastly, Smith. But where's Mr. Sterling?
Fu Manchu has taken him.
But how did he manage to escape?
That's what I'm going to find out. Station two of your men in the Palm Garden. Weymouth will join them presently. I want every nook and corner of these rooms searched.
Yes, Smith.
You come with us, you and the rest of your men.
But where are you going, Nealon?
To Fu Manchu's study. I have an idea we might find a secret door. Here, help me lift this desk.
Oh, it's no use, Nealon. Can't be moved.
Now, wait. I wonder if this button here...
By Jove, Smith! The desk moved.
Yes, and there's a trap door underneath it. Here, stand aside. Aye, aye. Come on, men. This must be the secret. One of you stand watch. The rest follow me.
Remarkable, Nealon. Must have taken years to build these passages.
Oh, what's this? Another door. Well, one man stand by here and keep in contact with the man at the top. Passage leading down. Look out for traps and don't trust any inch of the way. Come on. This is amazing, Petrie. If it goes much farther, I shall begin to suspect that it's a private entrance to the casino at Monte Carlo. Well,
this seems to be the end of the passage.
Right. There's another flight of stairs leading down. Dubois.
Yes, Smith?
You go back and tell Weymouth to come down here. No doubt he'll be in the Palm Garden by now.
Yes, Smith.
You'll patrol between here and the end of the passage. Keep in contact with the man on the other end. If there's any sign of danger, fire a shot.
Very well.
Come along, Petrie.
I say, Nealon, this is hewn out of solid rock.
I doubt if we have very much further to go.
We must be down to sea level.
Fully, I should think. Careful now, Petrie. Stop.
What is it?
Do you hear?
Water.
A wharf, Petrie. This is a subterranean lagoon. Put out your light. I don't like this at all. Mm-hmm. I should have foreseen something like this. But even so, I don't see how I could have provided against it. Good Lord, what's that?
This place isn't deserted, Nealon. Someone's closing the section doors.
Quick, back to the stairs. I hope we're not too late.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.